The new movie, Big, is a big success at the box office. It's a comedy about a boy who becomes a man before his time. Film critic Stephen Schiff has a review.
Once upon a time, the makers of Big planned to cast Robert De Niro in its lead role. And as I watched the very pleasant movie that got made with Tom Hanks instead, I couldn't help thinking about the possibilities that were lost along the way. The film's premise is the kind that, by now, has become a genre unto itself. You might call Big a fish-out-of-body movie. 13-year-old Josh Baskin encounters a mysterious carnival wishing machine. He makes one wish. He wants to be big. And he wakes up the next morning, still 13, but in the body of a man who is decidedly 30-something. With De Niro in the lead, this might have been a genuinely dark comedy, a funny nightmare of alienation and loss. As it is, with Hanks delivering his most virtuosic performance, and the director Penny Marshall serving up one punchy sight gag after another, the movie works astonishingly well. But that darkness, which might have made it a classic, is merely hinted at, and then only at the beginning, when Josh is hounded from his New Jersey home into scary New York. Fortunately, he lands a job with a toy manufacturer, and since he sees toys exactly the way 13-year-old kids see them, his insights are hailed as genius. Then, too, there's something ineffably attractive about this child man. Even the office seductress, played by Elizabeth Perkins, notices it when she visits his apartment on their first date. What Josh requires in a woman, it seems, is trampoline skills.
There.
Oh, come on!
I'll do it with you, all right? I'll show you how good. Ready? Jump. See? Just this. That's all there is. That's all there is to it. There you go. There you go. Yeah. Easy. Anybody can do this.
Big redefines childhood. As you watch Hanks's grown-up body undergo the squirms and ticks you may remember from way back when, you begin to see what it means to be a boy in a fresh way. And though Josh often seems closer to 9 than to 13, I guess he has to be 13 so that the love interest can kick in, the movie makes you feel with the force of a revelation how huge an adjustment we all make when we move from youth to adulthood. Some of the movie's adjustments are pretty unconvincing, especially toward the end when we're meant to believe that Josh is feeling adult pressures, that he's pining for the carefree baseball-playing days he's missing. After all, are the pressures of exams and dates and gym class so much less to a kid than the pressures of designing a toy line would be to the grown-up Josh? In the end, Big steamrolls over a lot of interesting questions, but its middle hour is so much fun that it scarcely matters. Hanks's performance is a beauty, though it wouldn't work without the expert reactions of Robert Loggia as the toy company's CEO, and especially Elizabeth Perkins, whose discovery of her own warmer, sweeter self as she falls for Hanks makes for one of the loveliest comic transformations in recent memory. Maybe a little too lovely. After all, one of this movie's underlying messages is that what women really want in men is a little boy, whereas half the women I know are still nursing the wounds they've received from men who more or less were.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair and is a contributing correspondent to West 57th.